Okay, anybody from the staff want to hit this one?
I can. Before I make any statements, does anybody have any specific questions of me? I'll preface anything I have to say by, I was given a directive by Jennifer Peterson to examine this agreement. Oh, I'm sorry.
Need a longer mic.
I was given a directive by Jennifer Peterson to examine this very issue. And it was my understanding that this was going to be a discussion item at next week's meeting, and she gave me a deadline of Wednesday to have all my backup information to her so that you all would have more staff information for a fruitful discussion on Monday. But I can expand a little bit on what I've learned thus far.
Yeah, I think there's a point of order. We don't have that.
Yeah. Is it on online?
Can I? The way this got on the agenda was that I wanted the staff to begin the couple of month-long process to make changes. The only way that they can begin that is by getting us to ask them to start. Mm-hmm. So I don't expect us to do a briefing. I don't expect us to make any decisions. All I was going to ask is that we direct staff to begin the process. And that process will start by going to the community council, it'll go to the planning commission, and some months from now, we'll have a full briefing and it'll have been fully vetted, but they can't start the process, they can't self-initiate. So all I wanted to do was to suggest that we start the process for the Zoning Board of Appeals that we started last time for the planning commission. In other words, the last time we talked about this, we directed them to start the process on the zoning, but we didn't ask them to do it for Zoning Board of Appeals. So all I want is for us to officially ask them to go do stuff, which they will then come back and report to us.
I think that is an order, and rule that that is an order. So you have a motion?
I move that we direct staff to look at the signage and notice requirements for variances in line with the other work that they're doing on signage and notice provisions for zoning changes.
Okay, the motion has been made and seconded by Councilman Ross and many others. Okay, is there any discussion? Okay, since this was a discussion point and we didn't put it down as a motion point, I will ask that without objection we'll open the floor to public discussion. Public comment? We have none. Anyone in favor of speaking for this? Yeah, John, go ahead.
Again, my name is Terry Nall, 1344 Vernon North Drive. I promise not to mention Goddard School Playground.
Close to the mic.
Closer to the mic. I'm not even as tall as Howard. I do encourage you. I think it's great that you're doing this. There is one provision, Councilman Wittenstein, that June 15 we threw out some ideas about the notifications, and the one that I would encourage you to also focus in on and direct staff to really focus in on is this 15-day letter that goes to affected homeowners or affected residents, because what, as a recipient on the receiving end of this process, that letter doesn't go out until the 15th day. And that's the first time we, as affected homeowners, in our case, ever receive any notice. And with the mail service being what it is, it ends up being a 13-day advance notice. You cannot secure adequate representation legally in an appropriate time. So I encourage you to do that and be sure that the 15-day notice might actually be more like 30 days. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Long. Thomas?
MJ.
Ms. Thomas.
I don't know if she wants to speak to this. Is that just your last meeting?
This actually doesn't have anything to do with the zoning or what you're talking about.
I'm sorry. Come back later.
It does say signage, but it's a whole different ball.
Well, hold that up. It said signage on it, so I figured you were up. You're up. Okay, you threw me a curve there, didn't you? Just a matter of discussion. I'd like to, the staff, I think this is to take a good broad view, lead time. And I think last meeting, I remember Robert came up with the idea, which, expanding the 250 feet to 500 feet. I think any signage you put up we'll have to require somebody to stop, so I don't know, you know, how big the sign is, but if you put up a big sign on, if you put at the top of the sign that says public notice, otherwise, you know, people stop to try to read it, or try to read it as they go by, it might cause accidents, but I think just take a look at the entire gamut of that. I think that's what the intent of the council is, and correct me if I'm wrong.
That's right. Just have a look at it and give us back something.
Okay, is there any more discussion?
Yeah, I just want to kind of urge staff to err on the side of, you know, longer lead times and then, you know, more transparent process there.
Okay, all those in favor, please raise your, just say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay? Okay, the ayes have it. And that passes 6-0, Sharon.